I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Have you ever gone into a room and then suddenly can't remember why you're there? Or maybe you recognize someone's face but suddenly can't remember their name? Oh, sure, it's happened to a lot of us at one time or another, but how does one know when these so-called senior moments become a greater concern of serious memory loss? It's a question a lot of people deal with sooner or later, and we're talking about it in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Dr. Greg Jyka, McCowan Endowed Chair in Alzheimer's Research at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging, about differentiating between normal memory loss with aging versus abnormal or pathologic memory loss.
I think this is really, really important, and at least in the population that I work with, which is largely the aging population, many of whom are over the age of 65 and often stop and scratch their head and wonder, was that short lapse in memory something that is worrisome, or was this part of normal aging? And trying to tease that apart often can be difficult, but I think there are a few general guidelines for when and where you should be worried and when or where you should feel comfortable with things. Really important. In the old days, there was an erroneous adage or saying that if you're worried about your memory, then you probably don't have a memory problem. But actually, several years ago, researchers here at the University of Kentucky, myself included as part of that group, looked at subjective memory complaints, meaning, am I complaining about my own memory? And actually found that very early on in the process of developing a memory problem, there can be tremendous insight. And so having a personal memory concern in and of itself increases your risk for future memory decline. So we've had to throw out and kind of revamp that old adage and try to take that out of the popular conception of memory problems, because it's exactly 180 degrees turned around from where we should be today.
Absolutely. So for the person listening out there, and of course I count myself among those who walk into a room and suddenly realize I'm not sure what it was I was intending to do, at what point do we need to seek care or evaluation, and to whom would we go?
Right. So this is a critical issue, and always, you know, if the thought has crossed your mind as to whether or not you might have a memory problem, the best place to start is with your primary care physician. And just voice, I'm getting older now, could we take a look at my memory, make sure that I'm doing okay? Because, of course, if we start to develop a memory problem, there are a host of medical conditions that are easily fixable, reversible, a host of medications that could be causing that memory problem, and a host of medications that might actually help with that memory problem. And so being proactive and starting there is incredibly important. I, like you, Greg, have that experience all the time. And in the field of neuropsychology, the psychologists that study memory and thinking, there's a very simple, I think, explanation for normal aging and when that may diverge. So we think about our intelligence, our memory, in terms of the IQ test, and that's very well-known catchphrase in the population. It turns out that IQ, as we measure it, actually has two components. One component is accuracy, how good you are, and the other component is speed with which you can get there. And actually, when our brains are very young, early developed, in our early to mid-20s, we are performing at our very fastest. But we're clearly not functioning at our very best at that stage. And so as we age, our accuracy gets better and better, but the delay to get there increases. So if one enters a room or runs into somebody and can't come up with that name or that object that they were looking for, and it comes in a minute or two, that likely is normal aging, a delay in the speed with which it comes, but the accuracy is there. Now, if it never comes, then there's a problem with accuracy, and this has diverged from normal aging in representative of a medical or other problem, potentially interfering with that. And cognitive function, really, at the end of the day, is something that is critically important to our independence, and that's what we all want as we age, to retain our independence, our respect, and our function in daily lives. And so making sure that we're on top of memory is just critically important.
Well, and your suggestion of visiting with one's primary care provider is something that we've come back to on the show again and again, that is really the starting point. And he or she could always either give you immediate peace of mind or work you up for those medical conditions. I'm thinking of an old professor of mine who was having extreme difficulty with memory. Turns out he was having a little congestive heart failure, and once he went to a cardiologist and got medically treated, he was back in fine form for 20 years plus.
Absolutely. So yeah. Common medical conditions, and what we find in the community for folks that begin to develop subtle changes of memory, we find over a third of them will have their thyroid medicine need to be adjusted, or an undiscovered thyroid problem, a vitamin deficiency, a medical problem, or a medication that they're on that simply needs to be adjusted, and wash that all away. So one of the biggest barriers to addressing the problem of a memory concern is that fear that we're heading down the path to what I call the A word, Alzheimer's disease, and that's not the case. And many times avoiding medical workup because of fear of that A word really does us an injustice. I've seen many folks here, including professors who have just bounced back, as you've seen in your own personal experiences. And that is a gift, because, boy, are they ever thankful.
Oh, absolutely. Well, changing gears just a little bit, I wanted to touch base with you also about folks being able to volunteer for studies at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Can we talk generically about that? What folks might, if they're interested in that form of altruism, what they can do?
Very good. You know, that's really, really important. And a lot of the insights that we have and that we've been talking about and have shared really come from our research, which here in Kentucky is incredibly strong because of the altruism of the population in desiring to move these questions forward. So we follow a very large group of cognitively normal elderly folks over the age of 65, and we follow many that have memory problems, either mild memory problems or more advanced stages of diseases like Alzheimer's. And over the past 35 years that the Center on Aging here at UK has been in operation, we have contributed to our fundamental understanding of these processes that's bringing us closer every day to new medicines, new ways to keep the aging population independent. We encourage everyone who's thought about this to explore those opportunities, and that's a very easy thing to do. Simply contact us at the Center on Aging at 859-323-5550. That's 859-323-5550. Or look us up on the UK website and explore to see if there is some way you could contribute. You may find personal meaning in that. That may be something that could be beneficial in the future to others that may benefit from your contribution. So I couldn't encourage folks out there enough to become engaged.
And what a gift that is, to be able to give of oneself in order to help future generations down the road.
Absolutely.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaica, McCowan Endowed Chair in Alzheimer Research at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging, for talking with me about differences between normal and pathologic memory loss, as well as volunteer opportunities at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.